Welcome to episode 968 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Thessalonica was founded around 315 BC by Cassander, a general of Alexander the Great, who named the city after his wife Thessalonike, Alexander's half-sister. The city quickly grew in importance due to its strategic location. Situated at the northern end of the Thermaic Gulf, it was positioned along the Via Egnatia, a major Roman road connecting the Adriatic Sea with Byzantium. This made the city a vital hub for trade and commerce between the eastern and western parts of the Roman Empire. During the Roman period, Thessalonica became the capital of the Roman province of Macedonia and was given the status of a free city. This granted the city a significant degree of self-governance and allowed it to mint its own coins. Thessalonica thrived as a cosmopolitan city, with a diverse population that included Greeks, Romans, Jews, and people from various parts of the Roman Empire. The Jewish community in Thessalonica was well established and played an important role in the city's cultural and economic life. By the time Paul arrived in Thessalonica around AD 49 or 50, the city was a bustling metropolis, with a population that might have been in the range of 100,000 to 200,000 people, making it one of the larger cities of the Roman Empire. Thessalonica was known for its loyalty to Rome, which is reflected in the city's architecture and public life. The city was also a center of religious activity, with a variety of temples and altars dedicated to different gods and goddesses from the Greco-Roman pantheon. Paul's missionary visit to Thessalonica took place during his second missionary journey. After leaving Philippi, where Paul and Silas had been imprisoned, the twosome, along with Timothy, traveled to Thessalonica, which was the next major city along the Via Egnatia, the Roman road they were following. Paul and Silas entered Thessalonica in pain, their bodies bearing the cuts and bruises they had received from their heavy beating and confinement in Philippi. Still, they entered the city with high spirits. It is believed that Timothy, who had started out with the two missionaries in Antioch of Syria after the Jerusalem Council, rejoined them either shortly before, or as they arrived, in Thessalonica. Paul's stay in Thessalonica is generally thought to have lasted for a few weeks to a few months. Acts 17 verse 2 mentions that Paul reasoned in the synagogue for three Sabbaths, which indicates he was there for at least 3 weeks. However, the length of his stay may have been longer, as Paul likely continued his ministry in the city outside the synagogue, reaching out to Gentiles and teaching in the homes of new believers. During his time in Thessalonica, Paul began by reasoning with the Jews in the synagogue, explaining and proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah who had to suffer, die, and rise again. He spoke of the suffering servant from Isaiah, the pierced one from Zechariah, the crucified and resurrected Jesus, who was both the fulfillment of prophecy and the hope of the world. As Paul's message began to take root, Jewish leaders who were resistant to his message took note, watching his every move and discussing how to counteract his influence. Knowing the spiritual significance of their mission and the opposition they were facing, Paul and his companions sought God's guidance, strength, and protection. Spiritual warfare was a constant reality as they prayed for the hearts of those in Thessalonica to be open to the gospel and for the new church to stand firm in the face of growing persecution. This prayerful dependence on God was central to Paul's ministry. Paul's message was met with a mixed response. Some Jews, and a large number of God-fearing Greeks, including some prominent women, believed and joined the fledgling Christian community. The Jewish leaders, who had been observing Paul and his companions, became jealous and incited a mob against the Christian ministry team, leading to an uproar in the city. The mob attacked the house of Jason, where Paul and his companions were staying, seeking to bring them before the authorities. When they couldn't find Paul, Silas, or Timothy, they dragged Jason and some other believers before the city officials, accusing them of harboring men who were turning the world upside down and defying Caesar's decrees by proclaiming Jesus as king. Fearing for their safety, the new believers in Thessalonica sent Paul and his companions away by night to Berea. Paul did not return to Thessalonica during his later travels. However, he remained deeply concerned for the church he had established there. After leaving Thessalonica, the apostle sent Timothy back to the city to check on the believers and encourage them in their faith. Timothy's subsequent report was the basis for Paul's writing of 1 Thessalonians, where Paul expresses his joy at the good news about the Thessalonian believers' faith and love despite their persecutions. The church in Thessalonica was among the first in Macedonia. Other early Christian communities in the region included the churches in Philippi and Berea, both of which were also established by Paul during his second missionary journey. Philippi was the first church Paul founded in Europe, and Berea was a nearby town where the Jewish community was known for their open-mindedness and willingness to examine Paul's teachings against the scriptures. At the time of Paul's writing of 1 Thessalonians, these three churches, Thessalonica, Philippi, and Berea, would have been the primary Christian communities in the region of Macedonia. The spread of Christianity was still in its early stages, and these churches played a crucial role in the expansion of the faith in the region. The church in Thessalonica, despite its challenges, quickly became an important center for the early Christian movement, and Paul's letters to the Thessalonians reflect his deep concern for their spiritual growth and perseverance in the face of opposition. Paul wrote 1 Thessalonians around AD 50-51, making it one of his earliest letters, possibly the earliest. The letter was likely written during Paul's 18-month stay in Corinth on his second missionary journey. Paul begins his letter to the Thessalonians by highlighting the importance of prayer, particularly his own prayers for them. This showcases his profound affection and concern for the Thessalonian church. In his first epistle to the new believers, Paul expresses his delight at their apparent faithfulness. Despite facing numerous challenges, the Thessalonians' lives demonstrated the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. Paul concludes the first chapter of the letter by observing how the Thessalonians' receptiveness to him and his teachings shaped them into believers who eagerly await Jesus' return from heaven to rescue them from the impending judgment. While Paul's profound thoughts and straightforwardness might sometimes give the impression that he prioritizes doctrine over relationships, a closer look at 1 Thessalonians reveals his deep care for the believers in Thessalonica. He longed intensely for them and saw them as living proof of his successful ministry. Paul's desire went beyond just his personal salvation. He wanted to make a lasting impact on God's kingdom. When his longing became unbearable, Paul sent Timothy to check on them. Paul's fear that they might be swayed from their faith underscores his pastoral concern. Timothy's positive report brought him immense relief and joy. The opening chapter of 1 Thessalonians also hints at Paul's vulnerability. His abrupt departure from Thessalonica left him unsure about how they felt about him. Their continued faithfulness and longing for him affirmed his ministry and brought him personal satisfaction, reminding us that even apostles experience human emotions and seek validation. Timothy's news filled Paul's prayers with overwhelming joy. However, his desire to see the believers in person and guide them further in their faith remained strong. In his absence, he sent Timothy and then wrote letters, some of which became part of the New Testament, bridging the distance and continuing his ministry. Paul's ministry in Thessalonica is a powerful reminder of resilience required in the face of adversity. Despite challenges and opposition, the seeds of faith planted in this bustling city grew into a vibrant church, a testament to the power of the gospel and the perseverance of those who carry it. As we reflect on Paul's dedication, let us be inspired to continue our own spiritual journeys with the same determination, trusting in God's guidance and the strength of our community. In our own journeys, let us draw inspiration from Paul's unwavering resolve and compassionate leadership. His example teaches us that true success in ministry is not measured by immediate results, but by the enduring impact we leave on the hearts of those we serve. As we continue to face our own spiritual battles, may we, like Paul, rely on the power of prayer, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the strength found in community, always pressing forward with the hope that we are part of a greater story, one that God is faithfully writing through us. Father, we thank you for the example of Paul and the believers in Thessalonica who stood firm in their faith despite great opposition. Help us to be steadfast in our own walk with you, finding strength in prayer and in the fellowship of believers. May we, like the Thessalonians, be filled with hope as we await the return of our Savior Jesus. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest. Today.